Thank you for calling Meritain Health. If you have a valid Meritain member ID and would like to be connected to our automated services line, please press 1. For members without a valid Meritain ID number, please press 2 to be connected to our customer service team. For providers without a valid Meritain ID number, please press 3 to be connected to our customer services team. To ensure the highest quality of customer service, your call will be monitored and recorded. All representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please remain on the line for the next available representative. Faster service, you may also use our provider website by accessing www.meritain.com/providers.
Calling Meritain Health. My name is Jenny. May I have the member ID, please?
Hello, Renee. So, member ID is 71968354 7.
May I? So you said 71968354 7.
Yes.
I'm not seeing a member here with this member ID.
Yeah, can you put 0 before this member ID?
May I have your name, please?
My name is Jack.
May I have the first and your last name?
It's S as in Sam.
Thank you. May I have your tax ID number, please?
Tax ID is 471139334.
May I have a good callback number with an extension, please?
Callback number is 440-586-7667.
Verify the member's person. Verify the facility you're calling from, please.
Corial Interventional Radiology, LLC.
And verify member's first name, last name, and date of birth you're calling about.
Member last name is Fiok, first name is Christopher, and the date of birth is August 8th of 1984.
Thank you for that information. How can I assist you today? Claims or benefits?
Yes, claims.
Having the benefit of receiving that information today, may I have the date of service to the charge of what, please?
Date of service is February 26th of 2025, and the bill amount is $243.25. and 66 cents.
Thank you for that information. Do you have a specific question as it relates to this claim here or general claim status?
For general claim status.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist. One moment, let me go ahead and gather those details. Okay, so as for check on my end here, the receipt date is March 11 of 2025. The last assessed date is March 13, 2025. The claim number is J as in Jack, 35, Y as in Yankee, 162. The allowed amount for this claim here is $98.35. That is the member's responsibility. That would be their deductible. There is no paid amount, so the claim is towards the member's deductible. The total net worth discount for this claim is $145.31.
Sorry, what's about $145?
The total net worth discount is $145.31. That would be the provider's discount. The member's annual deductible is $3,300, and that has been met.
Okay, so the claim number is J as in Jack, 35, Y as in Yankee, 162, right?
Yes.
And the receipt date is March 11, and the process date is March 13 of 2025.
That's correct.
Allowed amount is $98.35. That's go to deductible as a patient responsibility. Right?
That is correct.
Okay. And can I have your first name and last name initial?
My name is Jenny, J-A-N-N-A-E. First initial to my last name, C is in Charlie.
Okay. And I have one more patient. Can you please help me with that?
Go ahead with the member ID.
Just hold a second. Okay, so the member ID is 0877 942 8013.
Yes, this was Jason Martinez, and the date of birth is 08. Can you go ahead and verify the member's first name, last name, and date of birth you're calling about, please?
Member's last name is LaBoy, and first name is Misty. Date of birth is September 17 of 1977.
For the claim, will it be for the same
tax
ID?
Yes.
May I have the date of service of the charge amount, please?
Date of service is March 18 of 2025. And the bill amount is $296.85.
Do you have a specific question as it relates to this claim here, or is it now a claim status?
General claim status.
The receipt date for this claim here is March 31st of 2025.
And do you have the tax form number?
The last assessed date is April 1st of 2025. The claim number is Jalen Jack, 667, B as in Victor, B as in Zulu, 93. The status of this claim here, the allowed amount is $96.14. There is no paid amount. The member's responsibility is $96.14. That went towards the member's deductible. The total network discount is $200.71. The member's annual deductible is $5,600. And the member has met $4,047.43.
Okay, so the allowed and the deductible amount is $96.40. Yes, so the allowed amount and the deductible amount is $96.40.
Hello, if you're speaking, I'm not hearing you.
Hello, am I audible? Hello. Hello. Am I audible? Hello. 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 Are you still there?